Get the best odds on all the big games this March. Download the Circa Sports Iowa app today.
All right, guys. We are doing a Corner 3 / Reaction podcast here. It is about 7:30 Pacific time, so we're nearing 10 o'clock in the Central Time Zone following Iowa State's just massive win over the top-ranked North Carolina Tar Heels, 70-65. I want to shout out to our sponsor of Corner 3, of course, is MechDyne and the MechDyne Corporation. We wouldn't be here doing what we do without our great sponsors and all of our great patrons and premium members and all that stuff. We had a crazy moment today. Shout out to the gentleman who was like an usher at the arena today, who is a patron of Cyclone Fanatic and a huge Iowa State fan and an Iowa State grad. And he was an usher there watching Iowa State beat North Carolina. He helped both Jared and me each find our seats, which was very nice of him. How are you, Jared? What a day.
Doing well, man. What a day. I can't say it was unexpected for them to win, but I think the way in which it happened was certainly unexpected, you know?
Yeah, I mean, when you consider Iowa State gets 5 points out of Kalsher and Oshunyi after what they did against Villanova. And I mean, I guess we start with Caleb Grill, but we have to talk about Jaron Holmes. Mm-hmm. There's so many guys I think you have to talk about. Taman Lipsey deserves a lot of credit for his game against North. Jazz Kuntz didn't score, but was massive on the defensive end time and time again for Iowa State. Our guy, Big Rob Energy, Robert Jones, just going at Armando Bacot time and time again, flexing on him. You and me both texted each other right when it happened that it was one of the greatest moments of our lives.
I've never seen anything like it. It was phenomenal.
And Jones too. And you're a big man. Like, I don't know if you ever had like a Armando Bacot type of guy that you were going up against is just that much better than you. But Jones is 1 for 5 and he just wants the ball. He just wants to be fed and keeps going at the North Carolina All-American. And then he finally gets one to fall against him. He's like 2 of 6 and he flexes on him. It was a phenomenal moment. I can't wait to go and watch that back.
And he'd gotten his shot blocked before he made the one that like he flexed on. Like, he got blocked and then got the ball back and then scored. And it was like, yeah, it was just, it was, what a game, dude. Just such a goofy game. But I think this is why coming out of last week, I think Iowa State has a really good team. Because I just think that they've got everybody who really buys into what they are supposed to do. And they play really cohesively. They just play together, you know, and there's never a moment where it seems like anyone's going rogue or like you don't feel like there's anybody who really starts to press. I mean, I did start to think maybe that, you know, Robert was doing a little too much trying to score over the top of Bacot, but maybe it was by design, you know, to try and to mess with him a little bit. But it seems like they're really locked in, and the guys that they have on this team are really locked into doing what they need to do to win, you know?
Yeah, I completely agree. And the one, you know, one thing, Jared, when you get to be around these guys as much as I have been fortunate enough to do, you just see the cohesiveness. I don't think I've ever seen a group this close, honestly. Like, it's not hyperbolic. They could lose their next 5 and I would still make this comment. I don't think I've seen a group that gets along as well as these guys. And I actually think it helps. I mean, when you look at this roster, there's not a guy who you're like, oh, he's the man.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm. And they really like, I mean, I think that it helps. I'm just formulating these opinions the longer we watch this and as college basketball evolves. But I think that you have, if you talk to coaches, the freshmen are usually the most selfish players on the team because it's just how it goes. I mean, when you got a bunch of guys like Holmes and Oshun and Kalsher who have been just in Grill and Jazz, who've just been grinding it out their whole careers. They've never really been the man. They just want to win.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, it becomes very selfless, and that's kind of what I see. And you have a point guard and Lipsy who really doesn't care if he shoots. You know what impressed me today is even like a Hassan Ward who was bad in the first 5 minutes. He got thrown out there because Oshun got the fouls early. And then Hassan comes back because he had to and had key rebounds and really, I think he had a couple of steals mm-hmm. in the game. And like, it just, this team, we've seen this now. We saw it against Villanova with like Lipsy and Grill where they didn't play well offensively, and Lipsy comes and hits the four clutch free throws. Caleb couldn't buy a bucket, hits the clutch three in overtime, where they're just mentally really tough. And
yeah,
I think we've learned that about this team in the first two games, that they are very they fought through a ton of adversity in the first two games of this tournament.
I think it's just, they just have this roster that's full of guys who have a role player mentality, but might be better than being role players, you know, like they'd be really good role players on just about any team, but it's like, you've got a bunch of them. And so it just makes it to where any night, you don't know who is going to be the one that's going to have to step up for you, you know, and there's not any expectation that it's any one person has to step up for you on any given night. It's just like, you get into the game and you see what happens, you know. And I felt good that Iowa State was going to have a give themselves a good opportunity when they got into halftime only down two, when North Carolina was in the bonus from basically the 14-minute mark of the game. Through.
Great point.
I mean, at that point, I sat there. I was like, you just got to try and keep it within 10, you know, because I just mm-hmm. they called fouls at such a rapid rate early in the game, and it just got Iowa State into such a bad position. But they just kept plugging away, and they would knock down a shot when they needed to. They got down 9. They go on a 9-0 run to tie the game. And that's where I think we can talk about Jaren. Like, Jaren goes on those stretches where he doesn't just score once. He'll score 3-4 possessions in a row, you know, and it's like when he can have one of those moments and you can have him burst off for 6-7 points, it just gives you a chance, because then you've got Caleb who, you know, when he's playing well, he can give you 6-7 point bursts like that. You know, Gabe mm-hmm. Kalscher can be a guy who can give you 6-7 point bursts. Like, you don't need anybody to sit there and be like, yeah, you've got to come in and score 20 for us. It's like, man, we need you to have two really good stretches tonight where you're going to give us a couple buckets. You don't mm-hmm. need to go for 30 like Caleb did in this game, where he went 4-for-4 to start the game and was hitting shots at the end of the game. But it's like, if you're Jaren Holmes and you can give Iowa State two or three stretches where you're scoring 6, 7, 8 points right in a row, man, then you're going to help Iowa State win. And I was really impressed by that tonight. I just feel like this team is really bought into what they need to do. And, you know, I think even more so than where I was at with this team last year after they had gone to Brooklyn, like, you knew that they were better than what you expected them to be. But mm-hmm. that tournament also, I mean, Memphis had not been playing well. Like, you just didn't know. It's like, how much can we really expect from these guys, you know, even though they won this event? I feel like this team can be really, really good. Like, really good, you know. And you add Trey King into this mix here in just a couple of weeks, man, this team is going to be dangerous. Very dangerous.
That's a really good point about Trey King. I guess I hadn't even thought about that. Really good points. Completely agree with you. It just blows me away. Like, if you would have told me going into this game against North Carolina that Oshun and Kalscher would have 5 points, like, I would, oh, they're going to get blown out. And mm-hmm. and listen, like, you can't expect, like, I hope Iowa State fans you can't expect Real to go, like, him and Kalscher, I think, are just going to be up and down, right? Like, it's just the type of guys that they are. But I think Holmes, from what we're seeing, and this makes me the most optimistic, I think, about the rest of the year, is that Holmes, it was kind of like, okay, we think this guy's pretty good, but how is he going to do against, like, really good competition, right? How is he going to do against these high major guys? And This feels more like who was the Virginia guy name slipping my mind?
Mario Shayok.
Yeah, this feels more like a Shayok where it's like this guy's gonna travel. Like I didn't, you're right. Like the way he,
yeah.
I was one of the coaches told me today he's been working on that little runner, and that he's worked really, really hard on that. And even like with Brockington, he was so good at the mid range and stuff, but it didn't even go bad, right? And like, but if Jaren's doing that type of stuff, like I just feel like it's gonna provide a level of consistency to the offense that we didn't necessarily know this team would get.
Well, and I think there's a reality too, like. Robert Nosheen didn't play their best games, but they're also not going to play Armando Bacot and Pete Nance very often, you know?
No.
Like, this is going to be, even though I came away from that game highly unimpressed by Armando Bacot, to be quite frank. Like, I thought that he was a massive disappointment, underwhelming.
He got very frustrated, and I give Robert Jones a lot of credit for that. I think he was annoyed.
Yeah,
with how Jones was playing him.
He's still a really good player, and I was just not going to probably see another guy like that. So it's like I still think that they will be able to consistently finish at the rim better than what they did tonight. But that, like, again, that's just, I think North Carolina is going to be probably a way better team in March than what they are right now. But
no doubt.
That looks to me like a team of veterans that are just like, they're like LeBron in the regular season in the NBA back in the Miami Heat days, you know, where they're like, we just need to be in the playoffs. It doesn't really matter. Like, I think North Carolina's probably kind of like that team, but still huge for our state. I don't know. This is
do you get that with Holmes, though? I mean, he's been better than I was expecting. Just, I thought, I was really just interested to see how he responded out here. And even yesterday when all, you know, he wasn't hitting a ton of shots, he had 9 assists, he had 5 rebounds. And this team, I you start to learn about their identities a little bit. He's the guy. Like he's kind of the, when he's not on the floor, it really shows.
Yeah. I think it really shows when Lipsy's not out there too, but it's like, it's different, you know. Lipsy just has a steadying offensive thing, but I also think we're going to get to a point where teams are not going to guard him, which is going to be what's concerning. But I agree with you with Holmes. I think that he has just been – he's just a steadying force, and you can tell when they need a bucket, that's where they're going, you know. They're going to get him in that high pick and roll and let him try and go and create something and make something happen. And, I mean, you can see that he's been working on that floater that
mm-hmm. –
I mean, that was money the entire night, and he was getting some really good rolls with it. And I don't know, man. I mean,
I want to talk about Jones for a minute. Yeah. You wrote a piece in the preseason about him at Big 12 Media Days, and like his post game, and I talked to TJ about this. We were just talking during shoot around before the first game, and he's so much better this year than he was last year. I mean, he was not capable of making like a legitimate post move last year. Like he was just kind of out there, and you'd hope that he could get a put back he was just out there basically to pick up fouls and hopefully get some rebounds and bring some energy. Like, they're running stuff for him now. Like he's come so far. I think that you got to give him a lot of credit, and the coaching, I mean, that's developing guys.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, TJ and his staff have done a remarkable job. I mean, truly. And
Holmes, what he was at St. Bonaventure to now, and then what they did with Brockington.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, I think there's a lot of national media members who found out this weekend. You know, there's a whole lot of Jeff Goodman and Matt Norlander and some of those guys sniffing around than there was before this. And like, obviously they haven't been to Ames or anything like that, but it seemed like Iowa State really fell under the radar, which I thought was weird because I think that the job that TJ did last year was probably worthy of more credit than what he maybe got. And it's like, people should have maybe felt better about Iowa State coming into this year because of that. But I get it at the same time. But I think Iowa State has a, I mean, to kind of wrap this thing up, I think Iowa State's got a damn good team, dude. This has got me pretty excited for this year.
What's awesome too is looking ahead to Sunday, which makes me really happy that the men and the women play back to back in championship games. The Iowa State women were at the game today, and they were nuts. Like you saw it. Like, it was a North Carolina crowd. That crowd is, those North Carolina fans are no joke.
Yeah,
and the women were there cheering them, and it's just. It's cool. It's cool to be in Portland right now. I would guess that there'll be a few people who will probably fly out and who aren't out here right now for Sunday to watch both of them. But it's neat to have both of them here. And we need to talk about them real quick with their win over Michigan State. Similar type of deal when Ashley Jones and Lexi Donarski, I think they had 14, and you beat a good Michigan State team who will be in the NCAA tournament by 30. What was it? 29 points or whatever, 30 points.
Yeah.
I think that Suarez changes everything. I mean, they've always been that piece away, and it's nothing against Morgan Kane. She's good. Like, she's a little bit like their Robert Jones, where she's doing things that she could never have done. But they've never had the big that could run the floor and shoot and really block shots. And it makes Jones not have to. How many times have we seen against Texas and Baylor over the years where the offense is, okay, we're just going to throw it into Ashley. She's going to back it in there and hopefully get fouled. And hopefully we make some threes. Suarez changes everything.
She scored 20-plus points in multiple first halves of games already this year, hasn't she?
Yeah.
And this is, and the, like, everything's geared to stop her. You want to see what Stephanie Suarez has done? It's like, you gear everything to stop her, and then Ashley Jones can still go and get 20 on you easy and a half. You know, I would take a win the national championship. Legitimately. I
completely agree.
I mean, I think that Sunday will be a big test against North Carolina. North Carolina's got a good team, but man, I can't wait for that Thursday night in Iowa City. That is going to be incredible when they go and play that game. You and Bloom were talking about it on your Thanksgiving special, and I was like, that's going to be appointment television, I think.
And they get TCU coming up in the championship, so that'll be interesting to see. Is TCU anywhere close to being full strength yet?
The men?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
I think that Damian Baugh can be back maybe next week or something like that. But he's really the only one they're missing. But I still don't think they've been playing that good of ball, you know.
Yeah. Interesting to see. Both of those games, the men and the women are going to be really highly – I mean, all four teams will be in the top 25.
How much shit are you going to talk to Nate Oates if Iowa State has to play Alabama in the championship game?
I hope that that's who they get. I think it'll be fun. And Henry's on that staff. And it's going to be a lot of shit talking. But right now, when we're watching, again, this will be dated. Everybody else will know. But Bama's down by 7 right now in the second half. So, all right. Well, are you still going to the Civil War?
Oh, yeah. I'll be there.
Oh, man. Good for you.
Yeah. I'm jealous.
I'm going to go and watch the football game with a bunch of Iowa State fans somewhere down here, but
I got a feeling that Iowa State's going to win the football game.
God. Why?
I don't know. I just got a feeling.
You've been around too much clone this week. You've been around too much positivity. Everything's going to come back down at some point. Come on.
It's all I need to have a perfect sports weekend. Nebraska finally beats Iowa. Iowa State's going to play for the PKI championship. What more can I ask for at this point? Iowa State could lose by 50. I'd still be happy.
Vikings won.
Yeah.
Weekend.
All right, man.
All right. Thanks for everybody for listening. We appreciate it. Thanks to our sponsor, Mechdyne. And a big day coming up on Sunday. Big day coming up on Saturday with more football. So for Jared Stansbury, I'm Chris Williams. Have a great rest of your Thanksgiving weekend.